You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Pretty day out there. Dave Murray said that we could have some pop-up stuff, but he gave the all clear for the city. And we're just talking with the judge, Tom Frawley, and Braxton Payne here on the Think Tank. We all have a story, right? I mean, my story was I was in Chicago, had no idea how my house was, and watching it on TikTok, thinking that it was fake. Like, literally thinking, like, well, that's not St. Louis. It doesn't even look like St. Louis. Judge, you said that your daughter was affected?
Daughter's house, which was our former house, which we sold to our daughter at Waterman Union. All the trees in the back are leveled. A bunch of windows are out. And the fences are gone. The garage next door is gone. And she has the least damage of anybody on the street. It's treeless now. And a good friend of mine who's a couple streets up off right off of Skinker send me a video. They were in the house. It's beyond scary what it looks like.
I was going down Skinker just this morning, and like the tree skyline of Skinker is just gone. But
I drove down to come to the ball game last night. We drove down from basically Wydown down towards to get on 40. There are no trees on the golf course.
Yeah.
It's along Skinker. It's awful.
Yeah, it'd be what they estimated, 4,200, you know, buildings or structures damaged, $1 billion in damage. Just to put that in context, you know, MSD in 2012 committed to with the EPA to spend $7.2 billion over the course of 30 years in infrastructure upgrades. In just 5 minutes, they had $1 billion worth of damage, which is largely, it's going to be infrastructure related in some way or not. So just putting that into context, $7.2 billion over 30 years across the entire MSD region versus $1 billion in 5 minutes. That's something that $7.2 billion is probably more than it was when it passed in 2012. It's going to take, like I said, 30 years, probably 40 years.
Yeah.
So $1 billion, how long is that going to take?
So maybe I'm easy to impress, but so far, Mayor Spencer and Governor Kehoe and Senator Hawley, I think all three of them have been showing up. They've been answering the questions, even if the answer is, I don't know, but I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I don't even want to say this because it's so fresh, but careers are made and broken on things like this, and so far it seems that Mayor Spencer's answering the call.
Yeah, it's definitely about ownership too. So right, so showing up not just for photo shoots, doing the work on the ground. She already had a great relationship with the fire department as they had supported her in her election. So that was a great. You saw that partnership really divulged in the following days. Her with Dennis Dinkerson and the rest of the fire department. You know, you're going to have your detractors online, people that did not support her in the election. I definitely see that. You know, she had one post that said "Do not self-deploy." I see that a lot online of people that were inherently against her, organizations that were against her. What she was essentially trying to say is be safe and let's make sure we have the processes within 24 hours to make sure that we had all the volunteers and everything lined up in a way that made sense to get things done. And at that time, when she said that, they were still going door to door to make sure there was, you know, if yeah. people were alive.
Yeah.
So that is what, you know, what she was saying. And so you see that to your point. And then the issues with the siren and that it was human error. You know, it's something that she just came out and said. You put that with what happened in the winter with you know, Snowmageddon, where we had 2 weeks and really nothing from Mayor Tashara Jones for an entire week, 10 days, no accountability, no ownership. Within, as soon as she figured out what happened yesterday, Mayor Spencer came out and said it was human error. I take responsibility. We're going to move on. Let's figure out how to fix it. It's really simple things like that. It's something that Kara's done her entire political career when she upset a 25 plus year incumbent to win the Boulder of Alderman seat, is that she's been personable and relatable, but also she's authentic. And you can't teach that in politics. And especially during a crisis, you'll see who can do it and who can't. And who's scripted and who is not. Kehoe's always been that way his entire political career, so he's as well the same. Josh Hawley is not as much. He's a little bit more scripted, but he came off as authentic. As much as I can't stand him, he came off as authentic in his press conference. So those are things I just think it does test because it's high stress. She was crying today on the news. She's a human. She has a small kid. She's out there every day. She's helping. It's a high stress job already, and then you put it in. You're trying to figure out things within your first 30 days, and then you have the biggest tournament, what, since 1959, or I don't know the exact year. I mean, it's tough on anyone, and I think she's doing, like you said, handling it pretty professionally.
The juxtaposition of the snow problem and this problem, how they were handled in such a short window of time, is, I think, even more, makes Kara Spencer's response even more better received by the public. And Josh Hawley, is actually this may be the third thing which he has done or talked about recently that is actually makes some sense. Now, is FEMA going to show up after all of the cuts that our South African friend has engaged in? That'll be curious what FEMA actually has to bring to the table that is going to be able to address any of this problem.
Yeah. Rach, you're a city dweller. What do you think?
Just of the response.
Yeah.
You know, I was really appreciative of the fact that the mayor said that she takes responsibility. That's refreshing. That's not something you often hear. I do still have questions about the SEMO response. Why were they doing training at that point in time when we knew a storm was coming? Why wasn't anyone in the building? I mean, these are still things we need answers to.
Yeah.
But it does feel like those concerns are being addressed. I've just been pretty overwhelmed by the amount of people who live in and outside of the city who are willing to help. Like, over and over again, you see on social media different meetups, different places to volunteer, different places to donate. There's tons of options if you want to get involved and want to help.
Yeah.
And I think that's just such a testament to who we are in St. Louis, and when bad things are happening, we want to band together and help each other. So
yeah, one of the things I was on Sunday. Benton Park does a neighborhood, essentially just their neighborhood association. I live in Benton Park. We do a concert four times a year, and Mighty Pines played. I would estimate about 1,500 people there. I think they raised just in cash donations over $4,000. Within a 3-hour period. That was just cash. There was a Venmo, so I'm sure it was much higher than that. The sense of community there, and I think a lot of teams, people talking to people on Sunday is the weather anxiety that I think a lot of us are feeling right now. The storms last night, them coming in, thinking, okay, are we going to be okay again? It's so real, and you feel it. And so when Kara says, "Hey, we know what the problem is, and we're going to fix it." I think that eases a lot of people's anxieties when we do have severe weather, and we're living in the Midwest. We live in an era of climate change. It's only going to get worse. And so therefore, I think just taking ownership is so important to ease people's fears and to move forward.
Kev, your thoughts before we move on?
Yeah, it's interesting because we don't know a lot about what the next month's going to look like, what the next 2 months are going to look like. All we can determine is how are the things being handled in the moment. Right. I mean, Kara hasn't had a chance to deliver on the things that you're saying. So we have to wait that out But there is something to be said about communication skills and the way things come across to people. And think about how differently each president of the United States sounds and communicates and comes across to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it impacts the message delivery impacts people. And what we're hearing from Kara, from Josh Hawley, from Governor Kehoe, it all sounds like somebody that's engaged, that people that are looking to do the right things, and hopefully they will. But all we can judge at the moment is how they're handling the moment. And then we'll see the results over the course of weeks and months.
If I can kind of piggyback on that, a couple weeks ago, the mayor went to Jefferson City and met with Republicans and, you know, put up a really, I feel like, made a great impression. And not saying like, oh, Mike Kehoe wouldn't have helped us if she wouldn't have went to Jeff City. Not saying that at all. I'm just saying stuff like that helps when you kind of show up front like, hey, I want to work together. Then when a disaster strikes, you actually do start working together. It's just nice to see.
Yeah. In the last hour, we talked about Joe Biden and his diagnosis and the conspiracy theories behind it, but mostly the new Tapper book and the 200 people that were interviewed. And for 2 years before the debate, that they had had serious questions about Joe Biden's mental status and his energy overall and his health overall. And we are kind of, you know, blaming and not blaming, and this person's responsible and this person's not. Judge, how do you see it?
That's a tough one. You know, he's in power. He's the president, at least in name. Whether Joe Biden was the one really, really running the show is tough to know. Some of the same comments are being made about have been made during the last presidential election by Trump. And being 78, I think I'm pretty together. That doesn't mean I'm as sharp as Braxton or somebody younger like Rachel. But part of it is, do you think you're together, which I'm sure he did, and the conspiracy theories. In part, I think, Dave, if you go to people and ask for their advice, and then you assimilate all of it, but people say, "Well, he's always asking for advice." I think that's a good thing. So without knowing what the issues were, what the advice was, whether he accepted it, rejected it, and who's he really had his ear. I don't know that I can draw a conclusion.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I had said during Biden's administration is the people he had around him, and I had a lot of level of trust with his cabinet, but also the people that were some of his advisors around him, I had a high level of trust because I do believe that they were institutionally the right people for the job with the training that was needed. I don't have that same Republican, doesn't matter to me. I don't have the same feeling around Trump's cabinet. We're seeing mistakes daily. We don't need to rehash those. My issue with this, I mean, first off, they're going to sell books. It's, you know, it's going to be sensationalized. Okay, yada, yada, yada. Sounds great. You know, whatever may happen. My issue is with the Biden isolationism that happened. And it happens with presidents. It happened with Barack Obama. You know, it is, you have your core set of people. You have some people that are yes people. Donald Trump's the definition of that. He has yes people that are all around him. So he had a very small circle. And he's been in politics a long time, so he had a very small circle of people he trusted over the years. But even in the last year of his presidency, you notice that that circle was pretty small. And how he made the decision not to run for president was at his beach house in Delaware with two advisors, his wife and his family. You know, it wasn't, I mean, Kamala Harris got a phone call. She was not in that room. So if that proves how small his own vice president wasn't in that room. That was my issue with the Bidens. And I think a lot of it had to do with Dr. Biden, his wife, and wanting to protect him and wanting to protect his family and his legacy, which I understand. Yeah. I mean, that she's human in that. But that was my issue with it.
I think the other piece, to get back to Braxton's point about his cabinet, I think Kennedy, with all the decisions Kennedy made, he had a very close group. But I think those of us who lived that time, we trusted the people he had. Whereas RFK Jr. says, don't take mental advice from me. I don't know nothing about this. So it's so, sort of like, I don't know nothing about burping no babies. So why are you in charge of the national health system the United States.
Yeah, it's a great question.
And we can't play that Trump's doing this, Joe Biden, you know, can get away with that game. I hate that game because I think that's just we're placing blame. I think it's just important to point out the context and how we're talking about it and how much we should care. He's no longer the president. You know, Donald Trump is the president. Okay, you know, and what's the purpose of a book is to sell books. You know, so like we can talk about all of that. I also just don't like the game. Well, Trump's doing this. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Joe Biden made mistakes. His advisors make mistakes, and looking back is hindsight, so we can criticize those things. But how do you eradicate those things and move forward is how I always try to look, especially in politics, is how do you not make the same mistake over and over again?
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 425 Think Tank with the judge and Braxton Payne. So I wasn't going to bring this up, but you guys brought it up, and I've been wanting to talk about it. The new sheriff in town, okay. And he crazy. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's just proof that let's think about this. He ran before. He lost. He had support of the progressive wing, and I think it's just because they hated Vernon Betts, the former sheriff, so much. Vernon Betts didn't do anything really to make, you know, favors among the Board of Aldermen. I was there when he gave his capital improvements presentation to the budget. It was things that were not in capital. So, like, it wasn't like he was a great leader.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office doesn't, I mean, they don't have, you know, authority over arresting people. You know, they do the courts. And I said this. I said the progressive wing's just endorsing him because they want to get Vernon out. They don't really care about the position. Megan Green, Tashara Jones, Roisin Aldridge. I mean, you name it. They all endorsed him. He got into the office first week. It was already a clown show. It just proves. I mean, he's what, 25, 26. He has no. The news reports before the election says that he graduated with a criminal justice degree. No records of that still have been found. He has no background in this realm of business. I think he was a sheriff. Got fired after 6 months or 4 months or something like that, a deputy sheriff, excuse me. And it has just been an embarrassment. Luckily, it's not the police chief or anything like that, or they have real powers. But it's just proof that I like people when I vote for somebody that are qualified for the office, even if I don't agree with them on everything, at least they're able to do the job. It's just proof that he's just not able to do the job. I mean, if the FBI is not looking at him, I mean, I would be shocked if what's his name, Hal, or the FBI and the attorneys are not looking at him. The U.S. attorneys are looking at him with, you know, a microscope.
I was gone by the time Montgomery got elected, but I was there with Vernon, and I liked Vernon. I thought Vernon wanted to do a good job. He got crosshairs with my former colleagues after I left over. The number he wanted more deputies, and they got into a big quarrel over that. I'm not saying who was right and who was wrong. The other problem that Vernon had, which I think all the sheriffs had, is when they brought people in, they didn't always put them in the right pay grade. They might put them in higher than they should. And so there was a lot of acrimony between among the deputies that were there and the ones that came in. But so Montgomery, the first thing he does, which appears to me, is he gets rid of all of what we call the white shirts, or the higher up deputies. So he's got no knowledge, interim knowledge, I mean, no long-term knowledge. Second of all, he apparently doesn't recognize, as Braxton pointed out, this is not a law enforcement person like it is outstate. The sheriff is the law enforcement. This job is to monitor the courtrooms and the courthouses. They are literally across the street from one another. Then he gets into a squabble with somebody in the jail that is arguably a criminal offense. The juvenile building, yes, is in the scope of the sheriff's office. But that's not a golf cart ride. And, okay, if you're going to get a golf cart to do that, that doesn't make any sense. So the only thing I could figure was he was going to moonlight, taking people to and from the ball games like they do now, and figure that would be a way to generate more cash.
Holy crap.
I say that sarcastically. I don't understand. And then Matt Devoti, who's the new guy on the board, who's a lawyer, says, what the heck? And then the next day, Matt finds out, no, he's already bought two of them.
Yeah.
So Matt goes, man, this is insane.
We don't need any more humiliation. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed.
Welcome back, DGS 439. Wheels.
Yay?
You know I don't like Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And he's getting a lot of crap for being a lazy piece of crap.
Yeah, he's in trouble for not running out a ball that he hit to left field at Fenway. He hit a ball 102 miles an hour, and he just thought it was going over the Green Monster, and it didn't. He got a single off the Green Monster.
Mm-hmm.
He stole second base on the first pitch to try to make up for it, but it doesn't really, because he did it against the Yankees in New York, too, where he didn't hustle out of the box. And the manager says, well, we're going to talk to him about it, which is fine, but at some point, you know, I don't care if he makes $70 million a year or not. At some point, you got to do the basic things. Now, if you know, we all know the difference between a guy who knows he hit one out and one that's close, right? With the Green Monster out there, anything that's a line drive is going to be close because it's got to hang high for a long time. So he needs to know that. If that ball's hit at Citi Field in New York, it's probably gone. It probably is out, but you got to know where you are. But it's also like, to me, the line on that, on watching a home run, is you better be right. You better know that it's 10 rows deep or 20 rows deep. And there are some that you know that. Clearly, this was not one of those. And on anything in between, if it's anything in between, you've got to run.
I just never think anyone's worth $70 million.
Yeah, but you are when you're making money for the owner.
If you do.
Yeah, I mean, guys like that do. People buy tickets to see those kinds of guys. Same thing with Shohei Ohtani. And I don't think Soto's making $700 million, but a year, but I mean, or $70 million a year, but it's a lot. I mean, he's got a $700 million contract. So, you know, that whatever the AAV is, it's 50 something, is negligible. You're making $750 million for the rest of your baseball career. Should be okay for you to run a little bit.
And no doubt.
Now, again, it depends though, because I think there's also some fake hustle stuff that people want to see too. Like you hit a ground ball to shortstop and be like, you should be going 100%. No, you shouldn't. You should not risk injury on a half percent chance that you're going to be safe. You know, but on a ball that you drive to the outfield, you better be standing on second base at the end of it if it's not over the fence.
Now, you don't teach the kids that, though.
No, because at our levels, kids make errors all the time.
You know, point.
Like a ground ball to a shortstop in the major leagues is a 99.8% chance he makes the play. Fielding percentages are 98-99% for infielders in the major leagues. It's not even close to that at the younger level. So, at the younger levels, you better bust all the time.
Yeah.
But, like, would you rather have Albert Pujols pull a hamstring running down the line trying to have a 1% chance of being safe?
Yeah.
Or would you rather he go 80%, not get hurt, and then hit a dinger his next time up?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.